Let's talk about it.
Hello, welcome back to Thick Radio, the podcast where we talk about gaining, feedism, and everything in their orbit. I'm James.
And I'm Tim, so let's get into it.
Well, it is 2024. That was a flat circle and nothing makes sense anymore. You know, we started this shit back in 21, right?
I know, right? Yeah.
Like,
but why does it feel like we've been doing it a lot longer?
Because we're best friends.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hi, hello listeners. Welcome to 2024. It's 2024. And I suppose we don't necessarily have like a tradition of doing certain episodes like on any kind of regular repeated basis. As in like repeated, like yearly or monthly or whatever.
But like,
I guess this is kind of it for us. Like, you know, recapping the year that was.
Yeah.
Tim, what are the highlights for you?
What happened to me this year that I... See, that's the problem is like, so I think I switched to night shift sometime in May, or it might have even been April. And I feel like ever since I did that, I haven't experienced a whole lot because I'm sleeping during the day, right? And then at night, ever since COVID, you know, nothing is open 24 hours anymore. So most of my nights have been spent at home, either on my computer or watching TV. So what have I done this year? Well, you know, I've been working on this with you, working on our various other projects, thinking about things that we want to do for next year. And
you turned 40.
I turned 40. Yeah.
And we celebrated, bitch.
Yep, we did that. In fact, that trip was really the highlight of the year because despite the fact that it was disgustingly hot, you know, and I promise I won't put you through that again. Like if you come visit me in Florida, again, it's not going to be in July.
Yeah, I'll take cyclone season, you know.
you mean hurricane season.
Whatever they're called up there, you know. Yeah. A big bit of wind, you know, crocodiles, alligators flying through the air. Flying, you know, I'll take that. You know, I think for me, 2023, you know, I did the documentary. Which
yes.
Was about in March, which was pretty fantastic. Obviously traveled to see you in America. And then, you know what, 2023, I feel like was the first year since COVID that a lot more people have been looking to travel. So I had the pleasure of different people from America and other places coming back through London, finally getting the chance to meet people for the first time. And also just kind of focusing on myself, you know, really kind of upping the book writing and trying to do a little bit more and looking at new things, you know, like we started off with education and paging Dr. Gaynor now. And so there's these little things that we're doing, which feels kind of wonderful. We're starting to branch out a little bit. But otherwise, my idea was just working and doing the usual.
We both participated in that study that has just been published.
Yes, we did. We both participated in the study done by Tony Munger, which, listen, if you go to my Instagram, Tim, I don't know if it's on your Instagram, but we also posted the stories on Thick Radio. The information is there. It's a fabulous read already. I've only hit partway through the intro and already I'm just like, oh, we need more of this. This is fantastic. So go look up Tony Munger, go give him your support, read his work. Fabulous stuff. But you know, 2023, it was a bit of a different year. And I think ending the year, I'm very tired. But it's nice to feel tired for having done things rather than feeling exhausted having survived things.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference.
You're tired from accomplishment, not ennui.
Yes. Which is a nice difference to have held for the past 3 years prior. You know? And it's almost funny to think of, you know, like life in the before times. Like, what was I like before COVID? I went out so much more. I was always looking at new opportunities and now I'm exhausted by so much less. And I don't know that that's aging. I don't know that that's gaining. I think that maybe that's just me being revealed to myself that actually I don't like as much of that as I told myself that I did. So 2023 has also been a year of learning how to appreciate what I want for me and being more selfish with that and feeling good about being selfish with that.
Yeah. A little selfishness every now and again, you know.
What would you say has been your biggest success of this
My
year?
biggest success. I mean, it just this product is always a success. The fact that we're still going 3 years on, 52 episodes per year, and more than that when you throw in the bonuses and you know, just all the times that you and I we sit down and we try to figure out like where we're going to go with it next, what we can do to improve on it, all of that, you know. So that's probably the biggest success I have.
I feel that. The podcast is definitely, it's a continual success, and it's lovely to know that it will continue to be that. It has been that for us. I would definitely say doing the documentary, is top of the charts for me. It's a point of privilege and pride, not only to, be approached by Channel 5 here in the UK to speak on gaming, to be seen and shown with gaming, but also to participate in that narrative where it's actually not terrible. Because if any of you all listen to most of our review episodes, most things that get made about gaining are trash and terrible. Whereas this documentary wasn't. And so that is a point of pride that what I put my hand in ended up being not terrible. So
That's really important.
that's another part of that. And so that'll be my little wish for the new year, that more opportunities, more things come forward for gainers where we can actually be seen doing more positive outreach, I should say. What would you say your greatest lesson learned in 2023 has been?
Honestly, I think the greatest lesson I've learned is that I needed to switch careers a while ago. It's been no secret because I've talked about it that I'm not really happy being a nurse anymore. That between the pandemic and just the steady decline of medicine in the United States is just driving me insane. And I should have made the leap earlier to switch careers, but that is a goal for next year.
I know for me, for the past few years, realistically, ever since I started the podcast, I've been doing temp jobs, just kind of flitting out between different bits and pieces because that's all I can be bothered doing. Anything that allows me to work from home. And I still do want to work from home. But I'm looking at the potential of looking at full-time work now. I'm looking at potentially investing myself in that, learning some more skills that takes me forward both in that career line and also with the podcast. So, that's my goal for 2024 is to really begin to reestablish myself the way I wanted to. Ironically, back in 2020, I want to get my license, I want to get some qualifications done, I want to just start making money again properly, doing holidays, just getting back into life. Because I do feel like the last few years, like the majority of people, I've been very stagnant. Staying, well, not stagnant, but staying at home and not really making a lot of progress because it hasn't felt like there is a world in which to make progress. But I feel like from next year, I will be in a position to do that,
Maybe it's just that everyone is trying to still figure out how we can live alongside the fact that COVID is here to stay, you know. I think a lot of businesses, like again in healthcare, they're vacillating between, you know, do we wear masks during the winter? Do we not? I'm still seeing COVID cases come through where I'm working. So I think people are just still trying to figure out how the world is going to operate with this thing that is evolving alongside us, by the way, because it does have another variant out. So I feel like the first half of the 2020s, it's going to be kind of like crazy until we can figure out how to manage that. And then maybe we can kind of go back to a pre-COVID world. I don't know.
Well, someone did post about how we really shouldn't expect true normalcy until the 2030s, because apparently this also happened 100 years ago, ironically, with what happened in California.
The it's been called the Spanish flu, but I don't really think that's fair because it was actually just swine flu.
Yeah, but
But we
it
didn't know that
as a
back then.
community. And of course, people made their things about it around then. But it took them about 10 years to really come around from it. And I think we do underestimate that, it's not just, oh, this thing happened and then you come out of it. There is a tail of healing that has to happen. And I feel like we're starting to enter that tail of healing. And it is going to take time, but that's the reality of it. So I think that is good. And I think certainly something we've all learned from the last couple of years is this hustle culture, you know, this whole, oh, this is the way things are. It's not worth challenging. Actually can be challenged and is worth challenging.
Yeah.
But I think that's a difference as well. A lot of people who are coming into their power, coming into their fullness, are also recognizing that, hey, maybe some of the systems I looked to before maybe aren't going to benefit me as much as I thought they would, and maybe I need to have my wits about me. I feel like
Yeah.
that's very us as well.
Yeah.
I mean, as a different question here, what would you have done differently this year if you had known, I don't know, the world being the way that it is, or things happening the way that they do, what would you have done differently?
I don't know if I necessarily would have done anything differently because I had to be on my own sort of journey this last year. Because remember that Jamie died last year, you know, and prior to that, I had been dealing with my grandmother's death. And then at the start of 2023, one of my good friends that I had known for 22 years passed away, you know. So I've been trying to process all of that while also living in a world where, like I, you know, like I said, I've switched to night shift, so I'm working all night long, sleeping during the day, which is not something that I'm accustomed to at all. So yeah, I've kind of been on a bit of a trying to figure out what I'm going to do with myself, you know. And I don't know if I would have changed anything because to an extent, I think that things happen the way that they're supposed to happen, right? I'm not saying that I'm a big believer in fate, but I do think things kind of have to work out in their own way.
Yeah, life is a big jumbly mess of chaos and you can't predict it. So I think it's always easy to say what I would have done had I known, but we didn't know, so that's kind of it.
Yeah.
The only thing I think I would have done a bit differently, and you know, not to keep on the theme of death, is obviously the passing of Carl Mandroid. You know, we did our memoriam for him not too long ago, and I think something I would have done differently this year has been more insistent on meeting up. But of course, that's hindsight's 2020. We all have lives. We all fall out of touch with one another, and then bam, someone passes, and you go, "Oh, if I had known, I would have put more time in." And it's
Yeah.
like the biggest fault of humans, I think, is that we forget that we don't have time. We forget that nothing's promised to us. So you do have to invest. And, you know, that's probably one thing I would have done differently, is I would have been more enforceful about saying, right, we are going to meet up and we're going to do this. And, you know, I would have enjoyed spending a little bit more time with him. But
Yeah,
again,
that's something I should have brought up for what I did this last, because I did do a lot of Grom Offs this last year. So I had done the cruise in January. So I had done a Grom Off. I went camping by the end of the summer. I did a lot of more meeting up than I thought I was going to do this last year. Although it doesn't help that I live in a city where not a lot of people travel through. Like you live in London, you know, you live in a central hub of planet Earth. I live in Cleveland, Ohio. There's really only a couple reasons you would come here, and one of them is if you're sick. So there's not a whole lot of reason for people to pass through my town. I wish that I had the opportunity to meet up with m more people that, you know, are like from maybe the West Coast or the East Coast, but they tend to not travel through my town. So,
well, on that point, like, what are some of your goals for 2024? Like, what is Tim aiming for?
well, since most people don't come here, I'm gonna have to start going other places. You know, like I said, I've gone to these Grom Offs this last year, but they were all very local. You know, they were things that I could easily drive to within 4 or 5 hours. So maybe I'm going to step outside my comfort zone and try to go to one of the ones that requires some travel. Eurogrom is no longer happening, correct?
I don't know.
Wasn't this last year the last year? Didn't, or maybe I just heard a rumor and I'm not right.
I don't know. If anyone knows, please reach out to us and let us know.
Okay.
But you know, more international things, more events, more community. That's certainly a goal for me for 2024, is, you know, getting back to what I want to be doing, which is meeting people and being with people. Community is very important, and obviously it's very important to us. It's one of our repeated memes and themes. I mean, for goodness sake, we talk about these overarching unintentional themes every season, and I do think community and mental health has been like a big push for this season, you know? So it's something I want to see continued in 2024, you know, going to things, meeting people, having a good time. But also for me, continuing writing and continuing to think of new ways to innovate and do things both with Thick Radio and ways in which we can reach out to different people in the community for engagement. I don't know. I think something I noticed recently is like, Paige and Dr. Gaynor, we've only had the chance to put out a couple because they only come out monthly. But Leagues and Above, they are the most popular piece of content we put on the Thick Radio accounts anywhere. So it says to me that maybe there's something to that. Maybe we need to do them more frequently. Maybe we need to talk to Dr. Gaynor, do a little bit more. Maybe we need to talk to other thought leaders in the community about things that we can be posting about week after week and seeing what sticks, you know? So if people do have thoughts about that, reach out to us at thethickradio@gmail.com and we'll take it from there. But
Yeah, we're always open to suggestion.
So I think that's my goal for 2024 is just more,
Yeah.
more of the good. And I know the
More.
challenges will come, but
Really, that ought to be our community slogan, just more.
yeah, just dot dot dot
Just
more. Just more. More, sweetie. More. I mean, is there something in particular that you want to work on for 2024? Like, goals aside, is there like a journey that you're on or something where it's like you want to improve on something or, something that you want to just do more of for 2024?
When it comes to me personally, yeah, I would like to get back into lifting because when I was doing it, I was seeing some progress, slow, but it was there. And I wish that I could get over how much I loathe working out. I'm gonna try as hard as I can to work on that in this coming year, because I have a Bowflex sitting in my basement that's just collecting dust, and I need to do something with it. So, aside from my body, I really need to work on getting my house up to scratch to potentially sell it because I have got to get away from my redneck neighbors. They're driving me nuts.
I can
Like
always
if they don't leave their dog out all fucking day long, because I'm sure you can hear him barking in the background. If
yeah.
they don't leave,
I stopped bothering trying to edit his like out of the
well, because
background.
he's so random too. It's like I could keep hitting the mute button, but I don't know when he's gonna bark and when he's not gonna bark. So, they leave him out all fucking day long, and then in the summer they're revving their motorcycles at, dusk. They're revving them and they're going out for night rides and making all this noise and shit. I gotta get away from these people.
2024, something I want to work on actually is getting back into doing things like shakes because I did do them for a brief time and I did see some progress, but then I felt like they stopped working, so I stopped doing them. But I want to get back into doing them and I want to get back into doing more of the things that gainers seem to do to get the progress, which is, counting calories and weighing myself. I stepped away from that for a long time because I found it very triggering.
Yeah.
If I'm getting back into shakes and I know that the calories are there, then I want to get back into weighing myself and trying to push myself, not in an unkind way, not in an unfair way, but in a way that will see progress happen and in a way that I feel good about. So that's what I want to be working on for 2024.
If you can find any that are non-dairy that work, let me know because I just can't do the heavy, like, it's. Yes, I can drink dairy, but I'm going to suffer so much for it later that that's why I avoid it. So if I can find a weight gain shake that doesn't involve, nothing but heavy cream and half and half, then, good, because I need something different.
Yeah. I mean, once again, listeners, if anyone has any non-dairy suggestions for Tim, email us. You know where to find us. And that's another thing. I'd love to do something with like recipes and kind of like talking knowledge about food and beverage. Just because it feels like one of those weird things that like I'm surprised that no gainer has done a cookbook. I'm surprised that no one has
Yeah.
compiled a blog of like helpful recipes, you know? I know we joke about the whole 8 cups of vegetable oil, but like even that I don't see written down somewhere, you know? It does kind of feel very, not to say gatekept, but the biggest secret that no one's talking about, you
Yeah.
know? So I want to see more of that in 2024 as well. I want to try and do some research and not just like weight gain shakes, but I want to look at snacks, I want to look at meals. I also want to look at things like cocktails and desserts, you know, like not just, oh, here is your weight gainer slop, but like here is your tailor-made meal that you can actually prep and have for dinner. If you had guests over who are non-gainers, they could eat it too, and they would probably enjoy it. Like that kind of thing, where I want to see full full banquet style eating, you know. We'll see more of that in 2024.
Do you often feel like that's something else that gets taken for granted? Is that a lot of us have flavor fatigue? It's like I'm very envious of gainers who can eat like the same type of thing over and over and over again and have their success. But like I don't know if it makes me a snob or if it makes me a foodie that I get that flavor fatigue where it's like I don't want to eat the same types of things over and over again. Like I want some
No,
variety.
I don't think that makes you either. I think that's human. Like, not to lean into the body politics of it here, but you know, like how a white vegan will typically be like, listen to what your body needs, it's telling you. But like, that's literally true. Like, your body is not an idiot being like, I would like to eat cement and bleach, please. It's like, no, your body is telling you, like, you have a craving for certain types of food because you like the flavor and because of like the nutrients and all the other shit that normally comes in that. Your body is remembering, I liked when I had the Chinese food last time. I think you should have some more again. Then you get your Chinese cravings and you have your Chinese food and it's all fabulous. Like, I don't think having flavor fatigue or texture fatigue makes you a snob or a foodie. I think that's just a human expectation. Like, when I sit down and do a meal plan every week, I try to think of like different types of meals every time. I try to think of something European, I try to think of something Asian. And then I try to think of something a little bit different, you know? And then I try to like mix it up. If my, you know, European meal has beef and then my Asian meal has chicken, I then go, right, the other thing needs to be a fish, you know? And I'm constantly trying to think, like, well, what do I do? And yes, I'm very familiar with salmon and cod, but what about trout? What about snapper? I'm very familiar with a roast beef, but what about a stewed beef? I'm very familiar with a stir-fried chicken. What about a crumbed chicken? Do you know, it's like, it's trying to think, like, what can I do to mix this up and make me excited for food? And I will say that's been very helpful for me to be more invested in cooking my own food and eating my own food. Now, is there a point about 2023 specifically that we haven't touched on that you think is worth discussing? Like, what's a part of your life in 2023 that we haven't touched on yet that you want to talk about?
Well, I don't know if we haven't touched on anything. I mean, between anecdotes on this program and the times that we've gone live, I don't know if I have talked about any or if I've left anything out.
Well, live streaming, technically.
Yeah.
Live streaming. And that's probably worth announcing here. Starting next year, what, starting next year? Starting this year. It's the 1st of January 2024. We're going to be getting back to doing something that we used to do back in the day, and we're going to come back to doing it now in a bit of a different way. We're calling it Thick Streams, which is where we're going to be going live on Instagram once a month, and we're going to be talking to some different people about some different bits and pieces. So make sure to keep an eye out for that. We'll be posting a schedule, doing all sorts in the coming weeks. But you know, maybe that's the next big thing to talk about, is wanting to get back to having people on that forum, because people seem to really enjoy that back in the day. And let's just see who shows up. Let's see what happens, you know? What about 2024? Like, is there anything happening this year, or anything you're hoping of or dreaming of for this year that you want to just put out as intentions, calling it?
Coming to Europe to see you.
Mm.
You've come here, now I need to go to Europe.
Yes, you do. And I do think you'll like it here. And not
Oh,
the
I know I will. I know I will.
Typical expectations, but I just think a lot of what you enjoy as a person, I think you'll just see it in spade loads over here. I think you'll really enjoy that. So yeah. I'm going to speak out the same intention. I want to see you here. I want to see you here in London. In London. I want to see you at Sitges. I want to see you in Berlin. I want to see you in Amsterdam. I want to see you everywhere having a wonderful time, because you deserve to have a wonderful time.
I mean, the places that I would be the most excited to see is London, Paris, and Amsterdam.
Yes, Paris is definitely like architecturally beautiful. And you know, we know some people in Paris. We've interviewed some people from Paris, so you know, reaching out to you there, babe. Shout out if you want to show us around Paris when Tim's in town. We'll make that happen. But no, I think if I was to sum up my 2023, I would say it was a year of getting started again. And 2024, I suspect, is going to be a year of furthering and stepping more into the realized future of who we are and what we do, and just getting into it, you know?
And on a side note, I really hope that 2024 brings better political stability for my country.
I hope 2024 brings better shit for everybody everywhere because I'm tired, sis. Like, the last few years have been wild. People need to
Yeah, it's
calm down.
I often wonder what's going to happen in, say, maybe 100 or 200 years when this time period gets written into the history books. Like, what is going to be said about it?
Well, my hope for 2024 then, like, yes, we talked about you coming to Europe and speaking all that out, but my true hope for 2024 is going to be that more people stand their ground. We see more speaking of truth. We see more positive goodness for all social categories across all directions. We see more goodness, more love, more light, more of all of that stuff. Well, that's it for this special little episode introing 2024 here on Thick Radio. Now, listen, remember to like and subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us a good review. And you know what? Let's talk about that for a little minute because we don't ever usually talk about these bits. Let's talk about reviews and let's talk about donations. So, I want more 5-star reviews, and I would love it if more people could write little reviews, especially because we really do use that for SEO, which is our online marketing stuff. It's really helpful when it comes to actually being found by people who don't necessarily have the language about gaming, but they want to learn about the concept. So please, 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 more written reviews and more 5-star reviews, obviously, because you love us and thank you in advance. But also donations. Tim, you've been saying a little line in the last little while episodes.
Oh, yeah, to become a financial supporter of the show.
Yeah. So it's an opportunity that if you click the link, you go, you can donate any real amount you want. And obviously, we're not sat here saying, please send us all of your finances. This is not that kind of thing. Please don't be silly. But also, we have had people say things like, you know, they don't necessarily want to be on as a guest, but they want to support the podcast. And this is a way you can support the podcast. So please, if you feel a need to donate, if you would like to donate, feel free to do so. The link will be in the show notes and at the end of every episode. And also share our stuff. If you see us post on Thick Radio, or if you see us share things on our personal Instagrams, share it to your stories, spread the good word, and let's just make Thick Radio bigger and better for 2024. So, there we have it. You can find me on Instagram and Blue Sky at Stanham.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at Thicky Mouse. You can also look us up on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Thick Radio, or at our website, podpage.com/thickradio. If you want to submit a voice note or become a financial supporter of the show, you can find those links in the show notes. And you can also reach us at thethickradio@gmail.com. So until next time, Happy New Year and bye, fats.
Bye, fats.
Let's talk about it.
Thick Radio is a Patreon and Anchor app podcast produced by Stan and Thicky Mouse.
Mixed and mastered by Stan.
Our artwork is provided by Loki2.
Our theme song is provided by Bonfire Cream.